We are about to complete. If you look in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, the halachas on this chelik are divided into various sections, and you see that it's Birkas HaPeiros, all the halachas relating to the brachas on food is one area of halacha. Then there's another area of halacha, which is afterwards from Siman Reshit Ches Reshit Zayin onwards, which is the halachas of Birkas Psomim and Nisim and Oidos. So this area of halacha, we shall be starting in Mitzvah Hashem shortly, as of next week in Mitzvah Hashem. In honor of that, I have invited, and that is the explanation of yesterday's text. Reb Shaul Steinberg, who is the Rosh Kol in the Kol downstairs, is a Kol, and he is the Rosh Kol of the afternoon Chabura, I believe. And I've asked him to come in as a guest speaker to say some words of introduction tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem. So we have a guest speaker tomorrow. Did you get the text message? Was that?
Yeah,
good. Okay. Right. Okay. So we're going to be starting our Siman Reish Tezayin, which is Dinei Birkas HaReach. Very interesting halachas regarding the halachas of smelling, brachas on smelling. What's most famously? Psalmim. That's right. Havdolamot. So the halachas is broader than that. There's much more to it. And that's what we're going to be seeing now. Yes, Hashem. Siman Reish Tezayin, page 256. And the halachas is as follows. Dinei Birkas HaReach. Also lehenois mereach toiv. One is not allowed to have any benefit from good smell. Ad until sheyivorech. Until you make a bracha koidim shereach. Prior to smelling. You need to make a bracha before smelling. But after that, ain't so chlevarich klum, you don't need to make a bracha at all. So we're learning. You do not enjoy anything, you don't enjoy any smells, unless you make a bracha. You've got to make a bracha and then smell. Afterwards, after enjoying the smell, you don't need to make a bracha. So the question that we should ask, of course, is why? What's the difference? When it comes to food, you make a bracha before and after. So if we say that smell is also positive enjoyment, and you need to make a bracha before, and why don't we make a bracha afterwards either? Why don't we make a bracha? Why don't we make a bracha afterwards? Good question. Have you ever thought of it? Lesser level. Naftali says it's a lesser level of enjoyment. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, for example, when you're cooking, you're smelling the cooking.
Yeah.
Why don't you say a
We'll get to that. Very good question. It's a very, very legitimate question. We'll get to that. Pardon?
A bit of a strange
why? Oh, we'll get to that as well. Yeah, why don't we make a bracha listening to music? It's a legitimate question. So, but the answer is mamash what Naftali is saying. Let me just do this Mishnah Berurah at this point, although we're going to get to the earlier ones in a minute. But I want to start with Sifkot and Dalet Avala Achav. Teloi Tiknu Bracha, that's on page Kuf Chav Tes. Teloi Tiknu Bracha, Achroino. Chachomi wo oni mesake ne bracha achroino. Rak b'achila by eating, v'shtia drinking, v'loi b'reach enot when it comes to smelling. Why? Shehano mu'etesi, it's a lesser level of enjoyment. Mamash what Naftali said, it's less enjoyment. When it comes to food, who doesn't enjoy a good steak? Who doesn't enjoy a good steak? It's a proper enjoyment. A good smell, okay, it's very nice. Very nice, I'm not denying it. Shkaich, but I need a good smell, and next. It's not something that is a proper enjoyment. The level of enjoyment is less. Are we agreeing to that?
Not necessarily, though, because somebody might have to have a particular food which he doesn't really like, but for, say for medical reasons, he starts to eat it.
Good point.
When he's actually enjoying it.
Good point. So that good point, and that leads us to the Shaar HaTzinzif Kotan Gimel, which is a very, very, very good thought that you're saying. The top line says V'yesh Oit Tam. There's an additional reason why. I'm going to Shaar HaTzinzif in the bottom. Why is it that we make a bracha before but not after smelling? Says the Shaar HaTzinzif. The second reason. V'yesh Oit Tam. There's an additional reason. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Shekvan Nifsak Hano Legamre. It has the enjoyment has finished completely. The dummy, and it's as if lemandem is akel amozin b'me'av di'ibid b'chosoy. It's a bit like somebody who is buy food, as long as you haven't digested it, you're still having some benefit from it. And that once it's completely digested, it's not enjoyment anymore. Somebody who smells something, it's also the enjoyment evaporates very literally after you smelt it, and therefore there is nothing left of it. Therefore, you can't make a bracha. However, when it comes to making a bracha after food, there's still some enjoyment, some physical enjoyment, sustenance, the whole body, physically, there's still something happening. And therefore, there is still room for, there's a room for bracha achoina, as opposed to after smell. There's no, you can't make a bracha anymore, it's all gone already. Right, so that's in terms of why we don't make a bracha achoina after food. Yeah.
The times when you don't know whether or not it's going to smell until you try and smell it.
Good, we'll get to that. It's a specific area of halacha, we'll get to that. What do you do if you don't know if it's going to smell or not? You want to make a bracha, but you're not sure if it's actually going to smell. We'll get to that. That's later halachas. Not tonight, but we'll get to that, Mitzvah.
But you also have a situation where you're walking in the street and
it's
nice.
We'll get to that as well. What if it smells? Absolutely. Well, these are all very, absolutely. It's all discussed and later see if him. All discussed. It's all there. Right. Interesting question. We know that on Mon, the Mon that fell in the Midbar, we know that they didn't need a brach on it. They made both the bracha Rishona and the bracha Achoina on the Mon. By the way, what bracha did they make on the Mon? That's right. Amotzi Lechem Hashemayim. Pardes Yosef said, Amotzi Lechem Hashemayim. Yeah, so but it certainly they made the bracha. We had heard of that? Yeah, that's right. Amotzi Lechem Hashemayim. So the question is as follows. So on Mon, they made the bracha Rishona and they made the bracha Achoina. Yeah? Now, the Gemara does say that on the Mon, it wasn't digested, but it just got absorbed in the body. The Gemara says that in Brachos. So the question is, how does that fit with what we just explained now? We just said now that the second reason is, why do we make a bracha achoina on food and not on smells? So we said because on smells, it evaporates and nothing left of it, as opposed to on food, there's still something left in the body, some physical, and you're still having some sustenance from it. And therefore, it makes sense to make a bracha achoina. So the question is, well, by the Mon, it wasn't absorbed immediately as they ate. You got burnt, you got like, absorbed in the body. And nevertheless, they did make bracha achoina. Gemara says they did make bracha achoina. So how does that make sense? Good question, isn't it? I don't have an answer.
Did it disappear or did it just get absorbed? Loshna Gemara is
nivla beivorim bli ikul. It was absorbed in the body.
Nivla.
Yeah.
So, they never went to the bathroom, did they, during the midbar? They didn't have to.
Correct.
The stomach, like, it was still inside them, it just didn't get digested.
So you're saying...
I mean, they didn't die of starvation. So
correct. It was absorbed in them, it was absorbed.
Right, so they were still being nene from it.
Uh-huh. Good. Very nice. It was still a gnaw, and it's comparable to... So it's not comparable as if... Yeah, I hear that. It's a good thought. That's pshat. That's definitely pshat. Yeah, very good. I hear. Absolutely love it. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Good. Okay. Let us see Mishnah Brura Sifkotan Aleph. So we're learning, Osel Ha'enois Mereach Toiv, says the Mishnah Brura. Osel Ha'enois, K'mosha Osel Ha'enois Be'achile V'shtir, Ad Shevorech. Just like a person is not allowed to have any ano from food and drinks, Ad Shevorech, until he make a brocha. Ve'asmuchu B'shas Akro, and the Gemara does... compare it, does link it to a pasuk. Tekziv kol haneshama tehalel ko. So literally, kol haneshama tehalel ko means what? Literally? That's right. Kol haneshama, the entire soul, praises Hashem. Temashma, it appears she'af haneshama tehalel al hanasa. So the Gemara does learn, says the Mishnah, that even on neshama, even on breathing, tehalel al hanasa. That kol neshama v'neshama, kol neshima v'neshima, on every breath, every breathing that we do, we should, everything that we smell and we breathe, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also an enjoyment, and we should therefore thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ezu dovar shi'anos aneshima belvat. What is it, something which is only that kind of enjoyment? This is reach. Interesting, just a little point. Apparently, I heard that Rabbi Victor Miller. So, well, the moment we're saying now is that on every breathing, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, when is that the most relevant? It's the most relevant when it's not stand breathing, but it's when you're breathing something nice, when it's nice smell, and that's why we make a bracha on a smell, right? Now, I heard from somebody that told me that Rabbi Victor Miller was once found that, I don't know if it was his daughter or his wife, once saw Rabbi Victor Miller literally putting his head I think it was a sink full of water. He dipped his head in, and when he stayed there as many seconds as possible, and eventually went out, and he took a deep breath after dipping his head in a sink of water, and he did that numerous times, like just pulling himself up, just like being completely out of breath. Somebody asked him, "What are you doing exactly?" Rabbi Victor Miller wouldn't do these things just for the fun of it. So apparently he replied and he said, I don't know much about Avigdor Miller's Mahalach, but this is quite a powerful story. He said that Avigdor Miller said that he felt that he was not appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu sufficiently for the breathing. He didn't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't praise, he didn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't have enough appreciation for the breathing. Every breathing you have to thank Hashem. And he felt he was lacking in that a bit. It was a bit schwach at the moment. So if we want to increase his awareness of the breathing that a person does, and you want to increase his awareness and appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, based on this Gemara that we're seeing now, based on Kol Neshima V'Neshima, called breathing, and if we wanted to increase that awareness, how do you increase awareness of breathing? You dump your head in a sink of water. As long as you can, eventually when you get out, you'll definitely appreciate and breathe with the consciousness and appreciation and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even if we don't go that far, like this tzaddik, certainly we should appreciate, we should understand when it comes to making bracha. Some of it's also on the Hanah. Based the bracha that is to be said, he's going to be explained short in Siv Beis. Kodim Shoreach. You need to make the bracha just prior to smelling. Kodim Shoreach. The Be'inon Oivel Asiyoson. It needs to be Oivel Asiyoson. Ukmoi Be'achila. Like by eating. V'sham mitzvahs and any other mitzvahs. You make a bracha, then immediately afterwards you make the bracha. Excuse me, you make the bracha and straight away and you do the enjoyment. If you forgot, what happens if you're smelling something and you forgot to make a bracha? What happens then?
Too late.
Too late?
It's already gone, the smell. It's fine. Sometimes you need to smell something.
Says the Mishbura, v'riach b'loy bracha, v'nizka, and you remember, le'acha shegemar l'ariach, he remembers only after he finished smelling, hifsid b'kosoi, he lost his bracha altogether. He lost the bracha. V'kmoi b'achila, and like by eating, le'acha shegemar melechol, after he's completed his eating, shehifsid b'kosoi rishoni, he's finished his bracha altogether. K'moi shen his babasim kuf samazayin seif ches. So we're learning that once you've finished smelling, you cannot make a bracha anymore. Finish smelling, you can't make a bracha, it's too late. However, it is true that if you smell and you didn't make a bracha, you can still make a bracha and smell again. And that's something we'll be discussing later. But just on having smelt, you cannot make a bracha. Why is that? Why can't you make a bracha on having smelt something?
It's after the event.
Exactly. It is a bracha that you make on the enjoyment, on the hanah, and therefore it only makes sense to make the bracha prior to the enjoyment and after. Pardon? You could. Yeah. Okay. Now, Sif Beis. If something is coming out, so if something And we're going to define now what is it that you make a bracha on. If you are smelling something which emerges from an eitz, from a tree. Hoy or h oy min eitz, or type of wood, type of tree. The relevant bracha is borei atzei psomim. Vimu esef, and if it's from a grass, mevorich borei isvei psomim, make a bracha of borei isvei psomim. Vimeinoi, and if it is not, loy min eitz, it's not from a tree. Vloy min esef, it's not from a grass. Kmoi hamusik, like a musik. Mevorich borei mnei psomim, if in doubt, if you're not sure what, if it's neither, then you make bracha of borei minei psomim. If it is a fruit which is edible, you make the bracha of noisin reach toiv peiros. You make the bracha of noisin reach toiv peiros. We're going to stop over here. Let's speak about this musak. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cotton hay. Now we're discussing ketzav bracha in the love. What do you make the bracha? Do you make? I'll say kama imze. Hoy min eitz. If it comes from a tree, you make bracha itz atzib somim. Hoytzalema afal gav de lava. It's kama. Although it's not a proper tree. Because it's soft, nevertheless, given the motzi olin me'etz, so these leaves coming out from the branch, from the tree. Pevorich bore atzip somi, you make bore atzip somi. So atzip somi said on anything which has a trunk and there's leaves coming out from it, you can make bore atzip somi on it. K'moya musik. Now, what is a musik? We're learning on a musik. You make bore minip somi on a musik. What is a musik exactly? Peloshenas pizaim, it's a pizaim, and that doesn't help us enough. It comes from an animal. So the musik comes from an animal. What is it exactly? Vida. You should know. Shamusik zed is musik. Yesh oimim, it is. Some say, shebomi zeas chayo. It comes from the sweat of an animal. Some say shebo mitam shel chay achas. Others say it comes from the blood. Now I don't know why this smells so nice, but it obviously does. I can't imagine myself sweat or blood coming from an animal which smells particularly tasty, but that's what it does. Shemiskabetz betzavoro, it collects, it gathers by its neck. Ve'achkach and afterwards misyabesh, it dries. Ve'nase boisim and it becomes a spice. Do you know anything like that?
Yeah, very musk. Elephants, when they're in heat, they have a certain pheromone
that go off
called musk.
And musk? I can't believe it. That's mostly musk, yeah. What is it? Tell me more.
It's what elephants, like female elephants, I think have around their ears or their eyes. If people tend to make it into perfumes.
Really? Hear, hear. Did you know that? Musk. It's called musk. It's unbelievable. And he comes... Wow, that's what he said. It comes from the sweat of the animal. For nasiboisim, it becomes perfume. For the fisvo, so it says, v'yesh, some say, and it comes, yeah. For the fisvo azu, and according to the latter, yesh yirotsu le'osroi al kuponim los bekadere. So there's still a problem over here to put it in the pot. Le'hatim berecho is a tafshel, to make the food smell nicer. Why is it a problem to put it in the food? He said, yeah, if this musk is from the blood of the animal, then you've got an issue of putting it in the pot. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because blood is also to eat. Others poiskim say you're okay to put it in the pot. Because we go according to now. It's not blood anymore. It's like disintegrated. And it gives a good smell. This is fascinating. This is blood, says the Mishnah Berurah, that is dried, and then it's like afra, it's like, you can't see it. Say that, according to many poiskim, it smells very good now. So you can make a bracha of mine psalm, that's anyway okay. You can make a bracha because it smells. And besides that, it says, you can put it in the food. You can put it in the food! You're going to say, what do you mean? It's blood, it comes from blood. Comes from blood, from a tefa animal. Yeah, how can you eat it? The answer is because it has already lost completely its substance and its texture, and it's not anymore blood. It's disintegrated, and therefore you can be makel and you can put it in the food. He says, even more so if the shishim against it, then it's anyway okay. But even without it, Mishnah Berurah is meikel. This, Rabbi Yisai, is very, very relevant. It's very relevant because many in the kashrus, in the manufacturing industry nowadays of many, many foods, they are originally they are manufactured, and they really come, the source of those food, many of them come from tefas. The gelatin chayla, for instance, or other foods as well, they really come from foods which are be'etzim also, but they are so transformed and so changed, and so they've been processed so heavily that at times we apply svaros very, very similar to this, that it's just not anyone's careful, but elements dried, it's disintegrated. B'chaim Oz has many chuvas about it, that if it's not anymore at all what it used to be, not just that it's particles, not that it means most small, not that, but it's been transformed so incredibly much that you won't recognize it by any, even chemically, it's not, he cannot reconstitute anymore. So therefore, it has less, it lost its shame, its name, and therefore it is often, it's very, it can't be made only on that, but it's a very, very strong self.
It's like it would have the taste still, intrinsically.
No, it has,
the taste has gone
up, yeah, right? It has changed so much that it's not anymore the same taste. So, and therefore there is a strong, Mishnah Berurah is even meikel over here, that you could potentially eat it, even although it's dama also, which is a fascinating rule halacha. What's interesting to know over here, that's what the Bialacha discusses, that you could potentially have something which is also la'achil, also to eat. You could potentially have something which is also to eat, and yet you can make Berurim and Nebsarim on it. So if you don't go as far and you say that it's mutar achile, but nevertheless, Bialacha says that you could have potentially something which is also to eat, but you can still make Berurim and Nebsarim on it, and it seems that we don't have a problem, says the Bialacha, we don't have a problem that you're going to end up eating it. Just from smelling something, it is not necessarily a chashash that you're going to end up eating it. Not necessarily. So there's no such gzera, it appears. Right, okay, we learned tonight, Rabbi Yisai, we learned the concept, we started entering the concept of Birkas HaReach. We learned that a person is not allowed to have any benefit of smells prior to making a bracha. You don't make a bracha afterwards. The reason why you don't make a bracha afterwards is A, because it's only a minor enjoyment, B, because it's evaporated already, and it's as if it's already digested. Therefore, you can't make a bracha achrona. We also learned about that the mekoy for this is called neshama tehalel kor, and we learned that's the reason why a person should make a bracha on any smells. We also learned that it should be over lasi oson, and if you failed to make a bracha before smelling, you cannot make a bracha afterwards anymore. We learned that that a person makes a bracha if it comes from a wood, it's epsom if it comes from a grass, and if it's neither, then it's beremin epsom. We spoke about the musik, which is something which is also achila, probably because it comes from either from the sweat or from the dam of the animal, and nevertheless you can make a bracha on it. However, some poets can say you're actually allowed to eat it because it's dam which is completely changed substance, and therefore it's okay to make a bracha on it. One point which I failed to mention is what about why is it that we don't make a bracha on music? Somebody asked that. Why not make a bracha on music? If you make a bracha on smell, you make a bracha on food, why not on the other senses? Pardon? You have an MP3 during Shia, or? Why whole time? It's more common than smell? It's more common? It's more common? Okay, because it's more common, more frequent. You can't make the bracha the whole time? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what could you say music anyway?
You make a bracha. Would you find the nusach? You'd find the nusach of the bracha. You'd find I don't know what the wording would be, but I'll. I don't know. You'd find the right wording. Yeah?
The last smell is at least something. Music really has no mamashes.
No mamashes.
It's just vibrations.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay, this answer will be answered tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem, Yisbarach Shemoy.